Well, most Reform apologists seek to show that while non-Christian belief systems cannot account for the validity of reason, fact, and truth, Christian theism can. So Jason Lyle, Dr. Jason Lyle, been on the show before. He wrote a book, Ultimate Proof of Creation, and boiled down his book to saying, if the biblical Christian God, for us to know anything, that the biblical Christian God has to exist and be true. And so that's the what's being put forth here, is that unbelievers can interact with things like reasons, facts, and truth, but can they account for those things? Do they have an accounting of a justification for those things? And so the Reformed apologists will say that Christian theism is the one that can give you the validation for reason, facts, and truth.
Right. Well, in other words, the other approaches the Reformed apologists would suggest gives away too much to the unbeliever.
Right.
You have to, you know, where does reason come from? How do you justify reason? You know, what about morality? How do you justify that? Right. And so they, you know, you give away too much. You assume too much to the unbeliever, but you need to challenge their basic presuppositions or assumptions.
Right.
And so that's where kind of this idea is.
Right. It would be similar to saying that the start of World War II for the United States was Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. And you can say, sure, but did that happen in a vacuum? Did all of a sudden just Japan formed an idea against the United States to just attack Pearl Harbor for unknown reasons? And that was the start of it? Well, no, there are preceding things that you have to talk about. And so that's where you get into the weeds of history, of always looking for a preceding cause. And so Reformed apologetics tries to say, okay, what are the first things that then follow from there that we want to get to when we talk about reason, science, or ethics are a big one. Well, this approach was inspired by theology of John Calvin, and its most influential modern advocates was Cornelius Van Til. Although, as we talked about in chapter two, you have Gordon Scott Clark in there as well, kind of the two prongs of this movement. But Cornelius Van Til tends to be the one that's advocated for the most. Bonson comes from him. John Frame comes from that route. Although again, John Frame critical of Van Til. It seems that a lot of people tend to be critical of Van Til to the point of almost people telling you what Van Til taught when they seem to not really interact with exactly what he's taught or said before. But here we discuss this approach in part four, Reformed Apologetics, God Said It. So we have the reason, then we have the evidence, and now we have God Said It.